Jesus is in charge. Jesus is in charge.
Chapter 1, 9 and 10, 22 and 23. And he made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ. And God placed all things under his feet, and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. Almighty God, how blessed are you! How wonderful are you to unveil the mystery of your will. The mystery that had been kept secret in the secret places for so long, except that which was revealed through your servants, the prophets. How grateful are we, O God, that you have opened up the mystery of your will, the mystery of the universe, that every fiber of the universe, every planet, every moon, every sun, every star belongs to you and declares your glory. How good you have been to open up this will to us and fleshing it in Jesus Christ, that we might know through his living and his dying, his ministering and his rising, O God, that the times are reaching their fulfillment, the time in which you long to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head. Oh God, how good you are that you fill the world with your presence. How you have sought to help us to discover how wonderful you are through your mighty works, through your wonderful creation, and through your blessed Savior, oh God. Through your blessed Savior, you exalted yourself by exerting power in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at the place where he is above every name, every authority, every title. You have placed all things under his feet, O God. And you bring us to the place where we can recognize that Jesus is in charge. You've given him charge over everything. You have given him an appointment to fill the church. And we ask, O God, that you would fill the church, the fullness of the body of Christ. Oh God, we long for the fullness of your mystery, of your power, of your wonder, of your authority and dominion in the earth. We say, oh God, fill us, let this church be a glorious church, let this army be a glorious army, let this world from the highest to the lowest, from the east to the west, recognize who you are, how you have given the church everything. Oh God, help us to realize the glorious inheritance that the entire universe belongs to your children, the bride, the church, the body of Christ, broken but risen, separated at one time, but through the intercession of Christ, reunited, that we might discover the fullness of Jesus who fills